Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2014. And with me today, I have two people that I just love it when they have opposing views. Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Merry Christmas. Aww. Happy birthday. That's it.
That's it. Yes. And you know what? You make a striking Frosty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And the counterpoint to Brian's Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, John Martellaro. How are you,
John? Hey, I am John Martellaro, here to counter Brian Chaffin's nonsense.
All right. So before we jump into nonsense or not, we ended up starting a little bit late today recording because right about the time we were ready to start, Apple was like, oh, hey, here's a bunch of updates for you. So we ended up with iOS 8.1.1. We ended up with Apple TV 7.0.2 for the third generation Apple TV. And we ended up with OS 10 Yosemite 10.10.1. All dumped on us at the same time.
Not 10.10.0.1?
Nope, just 10.10.1.
And we, despite Apple's, shall we say, mixed track record recently of iOS updates in particular, have intrepidly, at least two of us, we're intrepid, and we installed those updates.
And for me, doubly so on the intrepidness, because I was burned by the 8.0.1 update that shut off the cellular radios in our phones.
Yeah, I wasn't quick enough for that one, or I would have been.
Yeah, I waited. I always wait.
But Jeff and I do not wait because we're here for the readers, unlike John.
Right. Yeah. John's just in it for himself.
He's just in it for himself. But Jeff and I are here to test out things for our listeners and readers. So, I'm just saying that the readers have all the evidence they need to understand who loves them.
Well, I have to be able to communicate with my readers. And if I rush into these updates and I go off the air, I can't help the readers.
Yeah. But what are you going to have to tell them if you don't know what's going on?
Communication.
Yeah, you don't have to. You have nothing to communicate with, or to forget it. I'm just being obnoxious. Yeah. So far, no problems here. How about you, Jeff? You actually were a little bit faster to the.
Everything seems fine. Although on my iPhone 6, although I did see something I have never seen before, and after my iPhone rebooted, I got that kind of dark. Overlay that's translucent that you get when a dialogue pops up, but instead of having a like the white box where the text would be inside, it's just white letters across the screen that said your sim has sent a text message.
It's the Darth Vader nightshade.
Maybe it was lonely.
Yeah, maybe it was lonely. I've never seen a dialogue like that.
Nor have I.
It was, and then it disappeared too fast for me to get a screenshot. But everything seems to be fine. My cellular radios work, which is a plus.
Yeah.
A big plus. You know, you wouldn't think that we'd have to say, and my phone still works.
It's true.
But there you go. So iOS 8.1.1 seems to be functioning fine for me so far. I'm actually installing it on my iPad mini right now. I'm curious if it sees any of the performance improvements that Apple promised for the iPad 2.
Yeah, there's only two specified things in these patch notes. And that was really the same specified thing for two devices. And that was performance improvements and stability for iPhone 4S and iPad 2. Both of which we're seeing a lot of complaints from users.
Yes, so performance improvements will be very welcome. My first generation iPad mini has been performing fine, although there are times where I would tap something and it would be a little bit sluggish, and so there would be a delay between the tap and the response, but not all the time. So I'm curious to see if those little delays are gone now.
Yes, that will be, and I'm interested, what's Ryder? What's Ryder's full name on the Twitter?
Just so many.
Yeah, it's
names.
A writer.
Yeah.
With the number one and the number three. Anyway, he's been an active complainer about the performance on his iPad too. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
I've noticed a slowdown on the login where you're typing in your password, and it just, you type a number and the dot takes forever to show up above.
What, where, what device?
Oh, iPad 3.
iPad 3 with iOS 8?
Yes.
Interesting. Now, I also went ahead and installed the Apple TV update on mine. It's only for the third generation model. So sorry, John, you're left out.
Yeah, the question, though, is that is Apple just now arbitrarily leaving those second-generation Apple TV devices behind, or does this just happen to be an update that happens to target the third-generation devices?
Well, considering I see nothing different on my Apple TV after installing the update, I'm guessing that this is just a specific patch update for that device.
I hope so, because I have a second-generation Apple TV, and I'm not ready to be left behind.
Now, we might know if Apple would actually just give us some patch notes for these things. But
that's just crazy talk, Brian.
I know. It's annoying how difficult it is to find out what exactly is on the Apple TV updates. It's always like this.
Yeah, it's a mystery every single time.
It's kind of
unless you reboot annoying. And your interface looks different, or you suddenly see five new channels. What have they done? Now, have either of you had time, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, to install Yosemite 10.10.1?
No, not yet.
Nope.
Yeah, and I haven't either because, we started recording, and it just seemed like a bad idea to suck up a bunch of bandwidth with that download while we're recording.
I did read a lot of reports, though, about people having troubles with their Wi-Fi on 10.10. So this is a welcome fix.
Yeah, so we the patch notes say improved Wi-Fi reliability, improved reliability with Microsoft Exchange servers, and when sending mail messages using certain email service providers. Nice of Apple to specify which.
Yeah, see, that's so awesome.
And then reliability with back to my Mac.
Now, I've been running 10.10.1 beta on my MacBook Air without any problems. So the next install will go onto my main machine. And to be honest, I have not experienced Wi-Fi issues on either computer.
Fair enough.
Yeah, neither have I. I generally run Ethernet to a gigabit switch, but the times I have run AirPort, I haven't had any problems either.
John Marcellaro kicking it old school. We should also note, by the way, that iOS 8.1.1 has quote-unquote unspecified bug fixes, which is why it is not an iPad 2 and iPad 4S only update. So, we were able to update our iPhone 6s.
Yeah, that's part of the mystery. Apple doesn't talk about that very much unless you happen to see the CVE notes that are sent out to subscribers. But in general, whenever there's a patch, you can bet there's some security updates in iOS that you ought to go ahead and apply it, no matter what the update says.
Those tend to lag well behind the actual release of the update, so we haven't seen those yet.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple has fixed security-wise in these updates. Yep. Yeah. So anyhow, we rushed in where angels fear to tread because we have your back, dear listener.
But to be fair, as we were doing the rushing, I was counting how many of them were dancing on this pinhead.
Because that's how you roll, Brian. How many?
That is. Yeah, well, I don't know because I lost count, and then we rushed in and then they were gone. But I was trying to count.
All right. Well, you get bonus points for effort.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so another thing that I wanted to discuss today is there's a report out that speculating that Apple is going to sell like a metric buttload of Apple watches in 2015. and that it's going to add like $10 billion to the company's bottom line. And I'm curious what you guys think about that.
This pisses me off. I want to see methodology. I want to see mathematics. You know, I grew up in operations research, and these people pull numbers out of the air. Every quarter, there's an earnings report where somebody has a list. Usually, Philip Elmer DeWitt has a list of all the analysts and how many phones that they think Apple's going to sell. And with those guys who are off by millions, you got to ask, you know, well, show me the math. Well, how do you come up with this number? I mean, you got to go in, you got to do research. You got to figure out, well, everybody has a watch. Everybody's going to, you know, want one of these watches, but they're going to have to figure out whether they can afford it, whether they need it. You have to do some quantitative analysis. You have to do some surveys. You have to do some statistical estimates. And then maybe with some luck and a lot of mathematics and a lot of analysis, you can come up with a number like 4.5 million plus or minus 2 million, okay, to bracket this, the probability curve of your estimate. But no, 10 million, 0.0, don't believe a word of it.
It's actually 20 million, and it's he's predicted. So this is RBC analyst
20 million.
Amit Daryanani, and this is the report comes to us via Apple Insider. We haven't covered it yet. RBC analyst who so he says 20 million units, $520 average selling price for 10 billion in revenue. Although I think that would actually be 11 billion in revenue, but that's just me.
And if they don't provide a bracket, if they don't provide a plus or minus number, they haven't done the math. It's
yeah, but John, when we were working up to the show, you were pulling numbers out of your thinner.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about customer psychology before the show.
Where you, you know, said specifically how many units you think Apple will sell in the first year.
I know.
So where did that just, number that come
was,
from?
Well, that was another swag based on just, you know, just you and me talking. I don't see how Apple can sell 20 million.
Goose gander, sir. Goose gander.
There's so many people out there who are not Apple fans who are, already have a watch. They don't want to spend a lot of money. Well, they're not right, in. So they're not into Apple Pay.
What's your thin air number?
My thin air number is 1 million plus or minus 1 million.
So somewhere between 0 and 2 million.
Yeah, I mean, you got to bracket it somehow, you know. But I haven't done any math, so the probability curve hasn't jumped out at me. But I'm thinking, you know, 1 million, 2 million at most. And the reason is because it's going to be a luxury item. It's not like you can go out and buy a Fitbit or throw something on your wrist for $99. You know, everybody's going to want the Sapphire. You know, it's going to be $350 minimum. There's going to be some spousal pushback. You know, honey, I just got you a nice Rado watch for last Christmas. You know, why do you really need an Apple Watch? Oh, because, honey, I just really want one. And,
you're projecting so much, man.
$350, you know, for an Apple-specific watch. And you got to pair it. If you're going to correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we read that you'd need to have an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus to do Apple Pay? To partner with it?
No, Apple Pay will work with a 5 and 5S as well.
No, what I mean is you have to have a phone with the watch to transfer information to it so it can do Apple Pay? Because it doesn't have a fingerprint reader on the phone, right? On the Apple Watch, doesn't have a fingerprint device, right? So there's going to have to be some sort of authentication between it. So when you weigh
we
your
don't have
watch,
any details yet on exactly how Apple Pay is going to work with the Apple Watch. Yeah. So, but the Apple Watch will work with the iPhone. Apple Pay will work with the iPhone 5S, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, I just think that it's going to take a while to build up some
money. With an Apple Watch.
Yes.
Yeah. But 20 million out of the gate first year, he's on crack.
You know, he might be, but 0 to 2 million is ridiculous. Apple. Now, I made a bet with Rocco Pindola that, and I have to just give my caveats ahead of time. I was utterly wrong. I'm going to lose this bet.
What was your bet?
My bet was that Apple would sell 10 million a quarter. It was ridiculous. It was one of the worst bets I've ever made. 40 million, actually it was 40 million in the first year. the first full four quarters of availability, it was 40 million units. And that's, yeah, that's the most ridiculous.
Everybody out there, Brian Chaffin is officially on crack.
Brian, I think the worst bet you have ever made was buying stock in GT Advanced Technologies.
Well, let's not make Brian feel really bad about loading up on him, you know.
No, I'm I've coming up with several worse bets.
Okay, even, that's the worst I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah, and
I've made some pretty bad bets then.
I'm still sitting on my 28 shares. That's $40, man. I'm going to let that baby ride. But the 0 to 2 million is your number there, I think, is based entirely on your own perceptions about watches and about people's spending habits. I mean,
Of course it is.
Apple sells a million gold Apple Watches in the Middle East alone. The gold
ones. That seems plausible to me.
Mm. What's that?
That seems plausible to me because that is a market where it seems that people are really attracted to that type of device.
Well, there are a lot of very, very, very wealthy people with lots of disposable income.
And I think that plays into really liking that type of device. Sure.
If you go worldwide, I think I was thinking U.S. actually, to be honest, I was thinking about the U.S. market mentality, but you're right. There's going to be an awful lot of them sold in the Middle East.
And there's going to be a lot of devices that are sold. You know, there are a lot of watches that are going to be displaced by the Apple Watch, and there's going to be a lot of people who buy the Apple Watch. There's going to be a lot of watch people who buy the Apple Watch to check it out. And don't forget, this thing has a lot of functionality that we've never seen in a wrist top device before.
And maybe more functionality than we have been told about.
Yeah, well, probably more.
Yeah.
Than we've told about.
Yeah, it seems very possible.
Yeah,
well, I'm not going to enter into a bet with you. But if I were a betting man in this case, I would say there's no way they're going to sell 20 million in the first year. I could go with 3 or 4 million, but 20.
There'll be three or four million. It'll be 10 million minimum first full quarters of availability.
Well, we'll see.
Dinner? Well, I think we're even.
No. Well, we had that bet about the Apple preventing people from texting and driving. We reported on a while back. That's still out there.
Yeah, I thought we've actually gone, lost and then you lost.
I think we were even on that. And then the one about Apple preventing texting and driving is up in the air and hasn't. We had a 2-year drop dead date on that one. So that one's up in the air.
Someone needs to come up with an app for me so I can track all these bets.
You know, we've mentioned this before. Waiting for the Brian bet tracker app.
With them over a million apps out there, you'd think somebody had done that.
I know, right? All right, I hear Jeff wanting to get us out.
Yeah, you heard me knocking on the glass between the booths.
I did,
we are out of time. So someone please write an app for Brian's iPhone so that he can keep track of all these bets that he's making, and that would be absolutely fantastic.
With notifications on drop dead dates.
Yeah. Yep. And Brian, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And John, thank you for being here and bringing your contrary to Brian opinions. I always love putting you guys together and just letting you duke it out.
Certainly. Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. And we'll see everyone tomorrow.